Y4 DOS, South calling CQ to Blue Ridge to meter net. Your net control. Your net control tonight is KI4 DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to land on the net for right you portion. Monday night, we'll go with the pre-net check-ins, and then we'll go over and see if we've got any Echo Link stations. Net would like to say good evening to K4XMR. That's Mr. Mail. He's down in Prosperity. And W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew. He's in Simpsonville. And W4FC and his sweet bad in 4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're up there in Traveler's Rest. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And W4DF, Mr. Don, he's in Bowling Springs. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus down in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KD4HEY, that's Mr. Jim. He's in Chapel Hill, North Carolina tonight. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben. He's in Simpsonville. And KI4LJG, that's Mr. Robert. He's up at River Falls. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James. He's over in Greer. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony. He's up in Asheville. And KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim, she's up in Asheville. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry, he's down in Anderson. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us tonight. Hope all y'all are doing well. I'll go ahead and recognize my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. And she's in the other room. She was reading when I came into the ham shack. Pre-net check-ins we have tonight. Appreciate all of those folks taking the time to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Now we'll go over to the EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. I'll be short time tonight, 73 to you and everybody on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KM4RJN, Mr. John. He's up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit, John. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. You go ahead and secure at your leisure there, young man. Thanks for taking the time to check in with us, and I hope y'all are doing well. Additional EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, I got one more EchoLink station. He's on an iPhone, it says. If you do not have audio capabilities, send me a text message. We'll get you checked in that way, but I'll let you try it again on the audio. If you got your phone set up, it should be working. So EchoLink stations, DOS. Hey, mobile or something over his iPhone, and if he is, I don't blame him for not trying to do it while he's driving. I'll give him another opportunity here in a minute or two. In the meantime, we'll go up to the RF check-ins in the alphabet, starting with Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge to MeterNet. Call KI4DS.
Being all in it, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. It's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose, and Gary, I have no comment, no traffic tonight. Thank you for calling in it, sir. Please tell Miss Joy Elise and I said hello.
Number 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed and Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
4DOS. Number 4, Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
We check in, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Golf, Uniform, November. Say again, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Golf, Uniform, November. Nelson, in Greenville, route to Spartanburg, negative, negative.
DOS. Please check Missoula November. KC4EZN, Harry and Cantler. I'll be negative, negative tonight.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Like say good evening, KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to join. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And then we got N4EDW, Mr. Ed. He's up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene. He's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing well. And KO4GUN, Mr. Nelson. And he's in Greenville headed towards Spartanburg. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Nelson. If you're mobile, you be careful out there on the mobile. Don't want anything to happen to you. I hope you are doing well. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, sorry to be out of turn. I'm a few minutes late and I won't be up long. Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO, Doug in Walhalla. Negative, negative, 73. Everybody have a great evening.
Check in WW4JET. That's Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's Matthew over here in Northern Pickens County by Table Rock. Good evening. No traffic tonight.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4AHO, Mr. Doug. He's down there in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Doug. Hope you're doing well, and you go ahead and secure your leisure there, young man. Thanks for taking the time to be with us this evening. And WW4JET, that's Mr. Matthew. He's over there in Pickens County up there close to Table Rock. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matthew. Hope you are doing well. And Matthew, are you going to be in for comments?
Negative short timer tonight. Got an early start tomorrow, but thanks for the offer.
We do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. The reason I ask that, I have a bad habit of if I'm going to be around for comments, I just say no traffic. If I'm not going to be here for rage, you, I say no traffic, no chew. Or negative and negative or whatever, but just wanted to double check and make sure about that. But thank you for being with us and hope you're doing well. Let's try that Echo Link station again. Echo Link, it's 2-meter net. Call KI4. Stations only. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Get to check in with you 2 days early this week. Gary, if you will, Gary, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself, all on the net. No traffic, no rag queue. And Gary, do be sure and tell Miss George that we say hello. And Gary, I wasn't expecting to hear you calling that tonight, and I got in here just in time to check in with your bio link. So great, Gary, great to be able to get to check in with you early this weekend. And again, do be sure and tell Miss George we say hello.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA. He's down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And yeah, I get to talk to you twice this week, Mr. Stephen. I hope you make it back on Wednesday night. We're short a net controller that does it on Monday, so I fill in on the fourth Monday of the month. Duncan calls it the first two Mondays, and then Patrick calls it the third. I call it the fourth, and if there's five Mondays, Dave calls it. So we got it covered anyway there, Stephen, but I appreciate you being with us. And again, tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Let's move up now to in the alphabet in the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4. Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it is where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73 now for each one of you.
Enjoy your well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India,
for DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
DOS. Again, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Lima, Alpha, Quebec. Martin, up in Tomasi, South Carolina. No rag, you know traffic. Thanks for calling the net. Have a great evening, 73 Golf.
KI-4, DOS. And Kilo, 4, Kilo, Alpha, Echo. K4KAE. This is Alice in Taylor. I'll be negative, negative. Have a good evening. Thanks for calling the net.
KI-4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4LAQ, Mr. Martin, up there in Tomasi. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Martin. I believe that's the first time you've checked in with me there, young man. But come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. Different net controller. Net starts at 9 o'clock. But, again, we'd love to have you anytime that you can make it. Also, I'd like to say good evening to K4KAE, Miss Alice, over there in Taylor's. Miss Alice, hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you are doing well there, young lady. And thanks for taking the time to check in with us on a Monday evening. Have a great evening and stay warm and stay well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through, no, excuse me, it was Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I call KI4DOS.
DOS. 3, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4. Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and her daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Miss Lorena, tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And Lorena, I'm a little tongue-tied tonight. I keep tripping over my eye teeth, can't see what I'm saying. But we're getting it all done. It's just taking us a little bit longer. Y'all have a great evening, and again, tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Then we got my buddy Walt, K4OIM, up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Walt. Got you down for some drag chew here in just a little bit. I appreciate you taking the time to check in with us and sounding good as always. Then we got W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Eddie. Eddie, you are sounding good tonight. I don't know if you got your power supply problem worked out or got your antenna back up in the air or both or whatnot, but you're sounding good up this way tonight into the repeater, Eddie.
I've got a handheld and an amplifier that's got about the same amount of power as the other stuff has. That's what I'm only trying to locate exactly where that problem is. Over.
HD, what amplifier is doing the trick tonight. You are sounding good. And I do hope you get all that other found out and straightened out. And if you need any help, if there's anything I can do, just give me a holler and I'll see if I can get down there and help you out with it a little bit. In the meantime, you take care and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Good evening, Gary. This is Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo, KQ4, NHB. This is Danny in Greenville. It'll be negative and negative, but I would like to take this time to thank you, Ms. Jor, for the information you supplied for that application. Thank you, sir.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KQ4NHB, Mr. Danny down there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. Hope you're doing well, and that's not a problem there, young man. That's what we're here for, you know, to help each other out. But glad we could do it for you, Danny. Really are. Let's move up now to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Joy, please check in M0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Gary, thanks for calling the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4DOS. Gary, please check in KO4QLD, Key Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I'll meet Nan and Nan. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
KI4 DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Grip. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4QLG, that's my other brother by different mother, Mr. Chris, over here in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you are doing well. Back through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Roll up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform Drew Zulu, U Drew Z. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS. Here, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located down here in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, Mr. Joy, and everyone on that.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy. He's down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. To Miss Angela, we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well there, young man. Sound like you got the group to yourself for the moment. Let's see if we can get another one. Uniform Drew Zulu, U Drew Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Echo Lake Stations again. Echo Lake Stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. George, over on Echo Lake, if you don't have audio capabilities, shoot me a text message via Echo Link and I'll get you logged in. I'd love to put you in my log tonight, but I'll give you another chance to check in via audio. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Oh, my goodness, that's two Echo Link stations I didn't get tonight. Hopefully George will send me a text message or something to get him in the log. Let's see, where were we? The Uniform Through Zulu, U Through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hello, Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim and Berea. Negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4YHY, Mr. Jim over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well there, young man. We'll go up to the patient group now, the Alpha through Delta on a Monday night, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4DOS. Joy, everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ. Dave Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73's to you and everybody on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Got a pair of Daves. W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And then we got my neighbor Dave, KB2BYQ. Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you are doing well, young man. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Let's try that Echo Link station one more time. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Host everybody for the time being, this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. Now we will now begin the right queue portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins.
had a couple of folks say they were going to rag you with me a little bit, and we'll go see the, but the first one, that is Mr. John, KN4RJN up there in Brown Summit. Got a clean, shiny, dry stump there, John. Tell us about the solar flares.
KI4DOS, this is KN4RJN. Well, the sun's kicking up its heels here. I actually got my scope out, and I'm getting ready for the eclipse, and I've got a solar filter for my scope, and I actually got some pictures of the sun, and there's a big glob of sunspots right smack dab in the middle. And it's been pumping out some stuff. But in any event, over the next 3 days, we have an 85% chance of a mild or moderate radio blackout. That's for March 25th, 26th, and 27th. In addition, we have a 25% chance of an R3 or greater. And I knew what the scales meant. R1 is minor, R2 is moderate, R3 is strong. But I couldn't remember exactly what those meant, so I went back to my scale and looked at it. And R1 is a weak or minor degradation of HF radio communication on the sunlit side of the Earth with occasional loss of radio contact. R2 is limited blackout of HF radio communication on the sunlit side with loss of radio contact for tens of minutes. And R3 is a strong. That's a wide area blackout of HF radio communications with loss of radio contact for about an hour on the sunlit side. I don't want to tell you about an R4 or an R5. R4 is radio blackout for 1 to 2 hours on most of the sunlit side, and an R5 is radio blackout for several hours on the entire sunlit side of the Earth. And that means no radio contact with mariners or en route aviators in that sector. So you don't want to be on a plane when that happens. But in any event, anything stronger than an R1 or an R2, we got about a 25% chance. And as I said, the mild to moderate, 85% chance. You're going to hear it's going to be noisy probably on the sunlit side of the Earth for the next 3 days for us and anybody else that's trying to work on the radio. As far as meteor showers coming up in April, the next one coming up is the Lyrids, which are active from April 14th to the April 30th. It will peak on April 22nd, about 3 in the morning. However, if you go out around about midnight, there will be a full moon, but it'll be low in the sky by that time. If you're on the west coast, unfortunately, it'll be high in the sky. The zenith hourly rate on this one is about 18, and they are bright and they are of medium speed. So keep your eyes open to the north and the east shortly after midnight, and you might be able to catch a few meteors. As far as what's in the sky right now, Jupiter is getting ready to set, but he's still out there. Orion is caught by the repeater. Boom. Roger got me. Sorry about that. Orion is up. Jupiter is still up, but won't be for much longer. The full moon was yesterday, so it's still pretty bright, and it is up now. So if you got a chance and you got some clear skies, go out and take a look at the sky. The moon is quite bright and quite beautiful. Other than that, Gary, back to you, sir.
A bit to report on this evening. I was reading on the Weather Channel about the sunspots. It's got a big black spot on the sun is pointed directly at us, and they say it's going to probably create a little havoc who knows what. They don't know what to expect out of that, but we do appreciate all the information that you bring us on a Monday evening as what's going on in our skies. The radio blackouts, goodness gracious. I don't believe I want to be around a 4 or 5, you know. R3 is bad enough, but the 4 or 5, that don't sound too good at all. It'd be hard to make contact anywhere if you're doing that. Anyway, we'll live through it, I guess, John. Yeah, it'll be noisy for a few days, but we don't mind about that. And hopefully it'll be out there. It won't be raining or cloudy. We'll be able to see a few of those. I don't like really getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, but, you know, some mornings it's late when I go to bed, and that may be up at that time. You can't never tell.
Is KN4RJN. Well, another thing, if you live in a dark enough area on the 27th, and for about 2 weeks close to sunset, you can see what is called the zodiacal light, which is light being bounced off particles that are in the plane of our orbit, and you can see that around 2 weeks after the new moon, excuse me, and that'll start on April 8th, which is the day of the eclipse, and on Wednesday, March 27th, after evening, twilight has faded for about a half an hour. Check to the western sky for a broad wedge of faint light extending upwards from the horizon and centered on the ecliptic. The ecliptic is the path that the sun appears to take. And it's around the planet Jupiter. And you'll see the light bouncing off particles in our orbit with us. Small particles of material that populate the plane of the solar system. So if you're in a dark enough area, you might be able to see that, not to be confused with the Milky Way, which is over on the other side. So if you get a chance around sunset, look that direction and see what you can see. Like I said, the next big thing is the eclipse on April 8th down here in South Carolina. It will only be partial because we're not in the path of totality. I and my family are headed north to go to my mother-in-law's place because it passes right through her driveway. So we'll be up there watching the eclipse, and hopefully I can get some decent pictures. Back to you, sir.
Several years ago, we had a total eclipse come by here, and it was visible in this area. And Joy and I stood out in the front yard. She took her camera out there. She got a couple of mediocre pictures, but she didn't have the right filters at that point in time. But I've remedied that situation since then. So she's got the right filters to put on her camera now. So now we're only going to get a partial. But who knows? You know, if it's visible out there, we'll go out there and take a few pictures or whatnot. But I'm not going to do a whole lot of traveling. I know there's a lot of folks do, and if you got a place to go, it sounds like, and so you don't have to go to a hotel or something of that nature, which would be a good thing, you know, if you got there. But I don't believe I want to be in all that extra traffic. You know, I drove a truck for 45 years. I've seen my share of traffic and somebody else's.
This is KN4RJN. Well, yeah, there will be. North Vernon, which is where I'm going, is a small town of about 5,000 or thereabouts. It might be a little bit bigger now, but not by much. But the next biggest town over is Seymour, which is about 20 miles away. And Seymour is a town of about 15,000-20,000, and they are expecting anywhere from 50 to 100,000 people to show up at Seymour, because Seymour is a little closer to the center line of the path of totality. Columbus, which is about 20 miles in the other direction, is about the same size or a little bit bigger, and I have no idea what they're expecting. Bloomington is in the path of totality, and of course that's where Indiana University is, and I can't imagine the number, and they've got an observatory, so I can't imagine the number of people are going to show up there. Indianapolis is almost dead on the center line of the path of totality, and I can't imagine what's going to be there too. So yeah, traffic is going to be crazy, but we're going to go up a couple days early, get settled in. We're going to go out to the airport in North Vernon, which is a little airport, and set up out there, and hopefully we can get some decent views and decent pictures, and not have quite the traffic tie up that they're going to have everywhere else. But yeah, I hear what you're saying. Back to you, sir.
Thank you. Y'all have planned it pretty well, going a couple of days early, and staying for a few days and enjoying the fellowship with the folks up there, your relatives, and getting out and seeing the eclipse. If you haven't ever seen one, it's a sight to behold. It really is. We enjoyed the one that we saw here. And we'll be out there watching, I guess, if it's weather permitting. But I hope y'all have a safe trip up and a very safe trip back, and get back home safely.
This is KN4RJN. Well, yep. The last one that you mentioned was in 2017, and that came down from Washington State and down across the country into South Carolina and off the coast. This one's coming up from Mexico, coming the other way. So there's a little place in Missouri that's where the crossroads of those two are that they get hit twice. But if you don't see this one, the next one that will occur in North America won't be until like 2035. So you've got a long wait if you miss this one. So if you get a chance, go out and take a look at it. Also, I meant to mention to you, Gary, there are you can go on Amazon and get filters for your iPhone. There's a little card. It's got a little filter on it, and you can put it on your iPhone and take pictures. It's not for looking through, but it will protect your iPhone, and you can get a decent picture that way. And those are, a couple of bucks. So you might want to check that out, and you can get some iPhone pictures with it. Anyway, if you want to know exactly when and where and how often and how long the eclipse will last in your particular area, go to my QRZ page and look for Solar Eclipse 2024, and that will take you to an interactive map, and you can zoom into your location and see just how much of the eclipse you can see from where you're at, when it will start, and when it will end. Other than that, Gary, I've got nothing else. I'll say 73s, and you all have a good evening. Say hi to Joy for me, and this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Oh, a little bit, and giving us all the information that you did. I appreciate you keeping up your website the way you do and keeping it updated. We do appreciate that as well. But again, y'all have a safe trip, and thanks for the information about the iPhone. Joy has she has her Pentax 35mm camera that uses film still. that's getting hard to find, and getting hard to find places that develop it. But she loves that camera, and I do as well, because she's had so much fun with it. But she's got a digital camera, and she loves it as well. It's also 35mm, and that's the one I bought the lenses for. And the filters, not lens, the actual filters for it. So she'll probably be out there. She'll set it up and take some snapshots that way. Hopefully she'll get some good ones. How these people that dabble in photography are. But again, John, appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it. Look forward to doing it again, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. In and out. Kilo Quebec 4, Hotel Lima Zulu, Benson and Marshall.
West. Happened to walk by the shack, heard you and John there rag chewing. Good to hear both of you on the net tonight. If you would, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. Location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Gary. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. 73, do you know everyone on that? No traffic, no comments tonight, Gary.
Check in Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's W4CWF. Name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
US. In the net, please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane, and I am in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Gary.
F4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KQ4HLZ. Mr. Benson up there in Marshall. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Benson. Hope you're doing well. Good signal in there to the repeater from Marshall. Hope y'all are doing well up there. Then we got AK4HR, Mr. Mike, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And W4CWF, Mr. Cohen, I'll get that out in a minute up there in Mill Springs, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Cohen. Hope you are doing well. And N4ZLK, yes, Mr. Shane, he's up there in Cleveland tonight. He's at the home place. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Got that Echo Link station up there waiting on that M to check in with me or send me a text message, but he hadn't done it yet. let's see here. Next one up on the stump is Mr. Walt, K4OIM, up there in Inman. Mr. Walt, what have you been up to there, young man?
7 o'clock. I try to get on there every night at 7 o'clock.
sometimes I'm out doing something since the time changed and it's still daylight out, so sometimes I miss the net, but I forget about what time it is. You don't have that problem, do you?
Come back again tomorrow night and
I think Mr. Harry will be calling, best of my knowledge anyway. If he's not, somebody else will be here. Give him a good dose of writer's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge to meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS,